Yeah, buzzing. Obviously, I think that we've been on a bad run, losing six, but which has obviously made it a little bit tighter than we would have wanted going into the last two games. So naturally, there's an element of relief. But you know, the lads do think we're a good side, and we believe in what we're trying to do. So I think, you know, obviously this season's gone, and you know, might not be like overly memorable. Obviously, we know that, but we need to work hard in the summer to make sure that it is a memorable one next season. And I think that's the main aim.
Fans raced onto the pitch. It clearly meant a lot to them. Did you keep your shirt?
Yeah, I did actually. I've given it away. So, okay. But yeah, it's hard. Obviously, people want your shirt. You want to give it to everyone who asks, but obviously, it's hard. You've only got a few shirts, and we've got Norwich away next week. So the kit man will go mental if he's got to, if he's got to make up all those shirts. But yeah, it's obviously you know, we've always spoke about the fans here, so. We all felt it as well, that there's the, you know, a little bit of an edge to the game because we did need points, and obviously with the other results we've got the job done, and that's what we had to do. So yeah, we've got the job done, and we've got to look to next season and try and look up now.
We can see what it meant to the players, to the manager as well. He's still on the pitch, I think, taking selfies at the minute. It means a great deal to him. You know, QPR's very much in his blood and in yours.
Yeah, of course. I think, like the manager said, he's come into the club halfway through a season or a bit later than that. It's always hard to make changes, and with this manager, obviously, he wants us to play a different way to the manager previously. So it always takes time, and it's hard to do it straight away. So he's come in, he's got great ideas. You know, the lads are buying into it, and like I say, we believe that we're a good side, and so does the gaffer. He really believes in us, and he gives us confidence to do what we try and work hard. We work really hard with him on the training ground. So now we've got a pre-season under him, and certainly, you know, we want to finish the season next season on a proper high, and hopefully we're celebrating on a pitch for you know, reasons to really celebrate. Yeah, not like that.
Do you feel a little bit for Forest? Because obviously they're a club that you have played for.
Yeah, obviously in an ideal world today for me that, you know, we would have been safe, and, you know, I've got friends in the change room there, so it would have been nice for them if it didn't go down to the last game. But, you know, it's hard. We just concentrated on ourselves today and got the win, and, you know, they've got next week, and, you know, I wish them all the best. They've got some great lads in the change room, and like I said before, you know, that club needs to be looking up as well, not looking down. So I hope they get the job done next week. I'm sure they will at home. I know a few people have watched them the last few weeks at home and said they're a good side at home. So hopefully they get the job done, and you know, the lads can have a good time, and hopefully, you know, they look up as well. But at the minute, you know, all my interest in QPR, and delighted today with the win we got.